Well, we learned this past weekend, Jaden Daniels, former Arizona State quarterback, will be transferring to LSU. And the quarterback competition is heating up in Baton Rouge. But on Monday's episode, I highlighted a couple concerns that I had about Jaden Daniels. I'll break down those a little bit further. Plus, are LSU fans approaching this new quarterback maybe in the wrong way? Also, I'll break down a little bit more of LSU baseball's weekend in Houston. They go 1-2 on the weekend. What went wrong and what can they fix moving forward? All of that and more on today's edition of Locked On LSU.
You are Locked On LSU, your daily podcast on the LSU Tigers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team. Every day.
Thanks for making Locked On LSU your first listen every day. We are free and available wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode of Locked On LSU is brought to you by Run Your Pool. March Madness is here, and Run Your Pool has a better way to create your bracket. RunYourPool.com, the premier sports pool hosting service. I'm Caroline Fenton, and I am your host, as I am every day. I am an LSU alum. I'm a diehard LSU fan, and I am now a sports talk radio host here in Nashville, Tennessee. You can find me at ESPN 102.5 The Game. You can also follow me on Twitter at CarolineFenton1. I'll post LSU updates, podcast updates, just my thoughts on sports in general. Also, you can follow the Locked On LSU Twitter at Locked On LSU. I'll post podcast updates as well. Also, make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. I put the podcast up on YouTube every day so you can see my face and you can see what I've been up to over here. And you'll also get notified as soon as the podcast drops on YouTube. But like I said, LSU got themselves a new quarterback in Jaden Daniels, Arizona State transfer, Arizona State grad transfer. And we broke it down a little bit on Monday's podcast, but we've gotten a little bit more insight from some national broadcasters, from some people who have kind of viewed this as a macro perspective. So here is Pete Thamel on his initial takes and his initial thoughts on the Jaden Daniels transfer.
One of the most intriguing quarterback transfers to come in this last offseason. And Jaden Daniels doesn't have the cachet maybe of Caleb Williams, but there aren't many quarterbacks in the country who went in the portal who have just had more production than Jaden Daniels. I believe he had 29 starts. He threw 32 touchdown passes in three seasons at Arizona State. And he's a guy who, after his freshman year, got projected to be an NFL quarterback. He had 17 touchdown passes and just two interceptions after that 2019 season. Arizona State went 8-5, beat Florida State in a bowl game, and Jaden Daniels was on the way. And since that time, his production has been uneven, to be polite.
Now, you mentioned Caleb Williams, of course, former Oklahoma quarterback, transferred into USC to the quote-unquote quarterback whisperer in Lincoln Riley. It's okay. I'll believe that when I see it. But I wanted to, the biggest takeaway from that, you highlighted something that I mentioned on Monday's podcast, and that was the drop-off from 2019 to 2021. Now, Jaden Daniels in 2019 was, you know, one of the hottest names in college football, obviously. We were busy in 2019. We had a pretty good team of our own. But 17 touchdowns, two interceptions, and the drop-off throughout his time at Arizona State was alarming to me. Late 2019, 2,943 passing yards, 17 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. An outstanding year in his true freshman year, his very first year at Arizona State, putting up big time numbers. Love it, great, fantastic. But in 2020, keep in mind, this was an abbreviated season. He only played 4 games, had 701 yards, 5 touchdowns, and an interception. I had a really hard time taking away too much away from that 2020 season, but fast forward to 2021, 2,380 passing yards, 10 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. Look at 2019, where he only had 2 to 17 touchdowns, 10 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. I mean, how does a kid who was just absolutely lighting it up his freshman season, after 2 to 3 years of college strength training and development, and how does he take a step back? How does he take a Jameis Winston year in his junior year after having lights out freshman year? Now, I don't think that it can just be natural regression. I don't think that you naturally regress from when you're 18, 19 years old to when you're 20, 21 years old and getting prepared to, eventually go to the NFL draft. You don't just naturally regress like that. So that was a red flag to me. So I tried to come up with a few reasons, and I'll highlight the two biggest reasons that I believe Jaden Daniels had a step back from 2019 to 2021, because I know that that stuck up to me as a red flag, and it was concerning to me as an LSU fan. I know that all of you LSU fans listening, if you're an LSU fan, you probably are a little bit concerned about that as well. Reason number one why I think Jaden Daniels took a step back from 2018 to 2021: the lack of receivers and playmakers in 2021. You look at that Arizona State 2019 roster, Brandon Ayuk, first of all, was on that roster, and that's a name that you very much so know if you were an Arizona State fan or not. He had over 800 receiving yards for the 49ers this year. I mean, he's been a great receiver for the 49ers this year. At Arizona State in 2019, Jaden Daniels' freshman year, the 17 touchdown, two interception year, he had 1,192 receiving yards and eight touchdowns. Also, Frank Darby, who's their second wide receiver, the second most receiving yards on that team behind Brandon Ayuk, currently with the Atlanta Falcons, had over 600 receiving yards and eight touchdowns. You look at Eno Benjamin, who is now running back for the Arizona Cardinals, had over 1,000 rushing yards and 10 touchdowns, and was also utilized as a pass catcher. He had 350 receiving yards and two touchdowns that season. So Jaden Daniels pretty much had the pick of the litter of guys who are now in the NFL. Brandon Ayuk probably making a bigger splash in the NFL than those other two guys, but still they're on NFL rosters. And they put up big numbers in 2019. Jaden Daniels had threats. Jaden Daniels had weapons in 2019 compared to 2021, where Arizona State didn't have a single wide receiver crack the 600-yard mark. You had Ricky Pearsall, who's their leading receiver, with only 580 yards and four touchdowns. I mean, essentially half of the production that Brandon Ayuk had in 2019. I mean, you look at Rashad White, who I have to give credit where credit is due. Rashad White, their running back, had a solid 2021 season, had 1,000 rushing yards and 15 rushing touchdowns. But it's not like that's going to help Jaden Daniels in the passing game at all. That's not like that's going to help him drive his interception numbers down. He had no bona fide wide receiver threat. So, I mean, I look at that and I have to think, well, yeah, of course you're going to take a step back whenever you don't have a certified wide receiver or a certified threat in the air. No wonder Arizona State's running the ball on nearly every single play. No wonder Arizona State found so much success running the ball, especially in 2020, where in their two wins, Jaden Daniels didn't throw for more than 15 attempts in either game. No wonder they found so much success, because they didn't have anyone to throw to. Because they didn't have any wide receivers, probably because Jaden Daniels didn't have very much trust in his wide receivers. That explains the step back. It's not his regression, it's just a lack of weapons. Now, I think another reason that could contribute to his step back from 2019 to 2021 is the switch up at offensive coordinator. In 2019, they had Rob Likens. 2020, Zach Hill came in, resigned earlier this year. Jaden Daniels would have had three offensive coordinators and three different play callers in 4 years if he had decided to stay at Arizona State. I mean, that's not developmental football. You're not going to learn the game of football, and you're not going to get a kid who's 18, 19, 20 years old come in and stay comfortable in an offensive scheme when it's constantly being switched up. Not to mention several other coaches resigned earlier this year. Arizona State football is in an incredibly fragile state. There are questionable things going on at Arizona State with some of the sanctions coming their way. So I look at that and it at least provides some context as to why Jaden Daniels, at least in the box score, took a step back from 2019 to 2021. Now, if you get some bona fide receivers, if you get them some threats in the passing game, like Kayshawn Boutte and like some of the other receivers that LSU has on their roster, I mean, this kid can be dangerous. And we saw it in 2019 when he was a freshman. Now just imagine what he can do with 3 years of strength training and development under his belt. Now, coming up next, don't fear losing what seems like the only constant for LSU football this season. Sometimes change is scary, but in this case, a change at quarterback might be a good thing. We'll get into that coming up next. But I mean, this March Madness, this time of year, I love making brackets, but I don't remember the last time that I made any sort of money off of my bracket. I don't remember the last time that bracket wasn't already busted after like the first
couple of games of the season, and it's frustrating. And I'm over losing my money on these brackets, but Stat Heroes NCAA single game pick'ems pits the star players against each other in an amazing hybrid between fantasy and sports gambling. So you're not going to lose all your money on just one bracket. Take control back from those handicappers that always seem to have the advantage. Of course, it's always, you know, the 14 seeds that seem to upset the three seeds. And it's really freaking frustrating when you're trying to make a bracket. So just focus on the players. Focus on the players that you know best with a gameplay that doesn't rely on big spreads, long odds, or funky props. Stat Hero gives you the advantage, resulting in their gamers winning four times more often, because Stat Hero eliminates all the mystery about who or what you're going up against. They're completely transparent. Plus, their pick'em games also have dozens of lineups you can comb through to take on head-to-head. They simply post sets of players for you to take on with the set of players you choose. Stat Hero is the easiest and fastest way to get your sports action fix. The simple, sleek gameplay will have you playing in minutes. This is what Daily Fantasy was meant to be. So this week in Stat Hero, I've been looking at the SEC tournament. Now, I see Scottie Pippen playing Georgia, the 14th ranked team, the worst team in the SEC tournament. Scottie Pippen, the leading scorer in the SEC this past season. Give me Scottie Pippen against this weak Georgia defense. Pin him up against anyone in the SEC, and I feel good about Scottie Pippen in their game on Wednesday in the SEC tournament against Georgia. So sign up for free right now at stathero.com/lockedon and use promo code LOCKEDON for a 100% deposit match. That's stathero.com/lockedon. Use promo code LOCKEDON for a 100% match. stathero.com/lockedon, promo code LOCKEDON. Terms and conditions apply. Thanks for making Locked On LSU your first listen every day. Now make sure to check out Locked On Bracket Breakdown March 14th right here on the Locked On LSU podcast feed and YouTube channel. College basketball experts Chris Gordy, Andy Patton, and betting expert Lee Sterling give you in-depth breakdowns on every matchup. Now, I was combing through the LSU Twitter sphere. I was looking to see what the commentary was surrounding LSU fans about Jaden Daniels coming into LSU. And before, and I told y'all, like, you know, sometimes change can be a good thing. Embrace it. Look, I get it. Change scares me. I don't like change. It gives me anxiety. And there's been a lot of change that has gone down with LSU football going into this season. A new coach, a completely new coaching staff, several players that we knew and loved leaving the transfer portal, starting quarterback leaving LSU through the transfer portal. There's new players coming in through the transfer portal, players that we don't know anything about. This is a completely brand new team. We may not recognize this team that's going to hit the field week one in the purple and gold. But what I saw through the LSU Twitter spheres is a lot of fans reluctant to embrace Jaden Daniels coming in. I've seen a lot of LSU fans, and not all, but some, enough to kind of spark my interest, if you will. I've seen a lot of fans saying, well, this isn't fair to Miles Brennan. What about Miles Brennan? Miles was our starter. Miles proved himself. Miles has earned the starting job. Miles Brennan very much so might be the starting quarterback for the LSU Tigers come the fall. That is something, that is a door that has been left wide open by Brian Kelly and Mike Denbrock. They have both said repeatedly that this offense, this team, this scheme, they're all works in progress. And they will all continue to develop as the players continue to develop, as they start to learn the strengths and the weaknesses of their players in the roster. Miles Brennan might be the quarterback come the fall. But to all of those people saying, well, what about Miles? No, we don't need this guy. He's not good anyways. We don't need this guy. What about Miles Brennan? We have our starter. Look, I get it. I don't like change either. And Miles Brennan is the only constant, it feels like, that we have for this team. It feels like Miles Brennan has been with LSU for so long that he's, you know, kind of the one binding factor from this 2022 team that's completely new to the national championship team, to even before that. But just because Miles Brennan has been with LSU for so long, just because Miles Brennan went to the transfer portal and decided to return, just because Miles Brennan was the starter in 2020, it doesn't mean that he has to be the starter moving forward. It doesn't mean that there might be a better option out there. I mean, let's flash back to 2020. Miles Brennan played in three games. And if you look at the box score, I mean, it would show that Myles Brennan put up big time numbers, and he did. But it's not like Myles Brennan was the perfect quarterback. I mean, there were some reads that were a bit off. And while he was able to launch it deep, which is something that Mike Denbrock mentioned that he wants to be able to do, he wants to be able to drop back. He wants to be able to develop an offensive line that gives the quarterback the ability to do that. I'm not taking that away from Myles Brennan at all, because he did play his butt off in those games. He's not perfect. Myles Brennan hasn't played since October of 2020. I mean, Jaden Daniels, on the other hand, has started consistently in the past three seasons. I'm not saying that I'm, you know, in staking my claim in the Jaden Daniels territory and I'm not interested in Myles Brennan. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying to LSU fans that may be a little bit reluctant about this transfer, about this pickup, who may not like this pickup by Brian Kelly's staff, I just have to say, embrace the change that may be coming. Who knows might win this job? It could be Myles Brennan. I mean, Brian Kelly's entire intention to bring in Jaden Daniels may have been just to get a little bit of competition in this quarterback room. Because I know that there's Garrett Nussmeier, and I know that you have Walker Howard, the five-star coming into LSU, and those are great options. But they don't have the experience that Jaden Daniels has. So pitting Myles Brennan and Jaden Daniels head-to-head against each other provides more competition, and that makes them better. So to all of the LSU fans that I've seen on Twitter, that I've seen have been complaining about, Jaden Daniels isn't good. We don't know this guy. Myles Brennan is our starter. Isn't Myles Brennan enough? Aren't these three quarterbacks enough? First of all, obviously not, because would you feel comfortable about Garrett Nussmeier starting week two if Myles Brennan gets hurt in week one? All respect to Garrett Nussmeier. I wouldn't be. I wouldn't feel comfortable about that. I mean, LSU very much so can be an 8, 9, 10 win team this year. Not with a redshirt freshman under center. Probably. I don't know that for sure, but I wouldn't feel confident about it. I wouldn't put my money on it. LSU football has taken a dramatic dip the past 2 years. This LSU football program is not up to standard. This is not what we expect from one of the most premier programs in college football, is going 5-5 and, you know, losing to Arkansas. All respect to the Pigs. But the best thing that this team can possibly do is at least look around for upgrades and continue to instill competition within the team. It's healthy, it's good, and it's only going to be good for the team. Now, coming up next, switching gears to baseball a little bit, LSU baseball will return to the box tonight to take on McNeese. Hopefully can start resolving the one thing that has been the biggest difference between their wins and their losses. I'll get into that coming up next. But before we do that, remember that March Madness is only a few weeks away. So that means that you need to start thinking now about where you are going to be running your brackets this year. Are you going for the usual? Are you going to do the CBS's and the ESPN's and the same brackets that you do every year? Or do you want the best? We've done our homework here, and we are running brackets with runyourpool.com. Along with standard brackets, Run Your Pool offers game types like Survivor or Pick X. Both are really, really fun in their own way. I like to switch things up a little bit so it's not just your standard bracket. So those are two good options that you can get at Run Your Pool. They have options to edit scoring. They offer more intel to make your picks. All stuff that you're not going to find at the usual site that you usually make your brackets with. And also, if you've got a business, Run Your Pool can help you take some of that madness magic and play alongside your employees or even gain customers. Plus, they offer full white glove customer support, custom branding, and one of the easiest 3-minute setups that you will ever find. Clearly, I believe in Run Your Pool. We believe in Run Your Pool here at Locked On because, like I said, we are running our own brackets there ourselves. There is no truer test than that. And if you want to play against us at Locked On for a shot at a cash prize, join us at runyourpool.com/lockedon. And while you're there, create your own pool for your friends and family. Enter code PUREMADNESS at checkout for $10 off your custom pool. All the rules and details will be available there. That is runyourpool.com/lockedon for your chance to win a cash prize. We look forward to seeing and hopefully beating you there. We're talking a lot of football. But even though football's over for this season, that doesn't mean that you can't make money. Basketball is in full steam for both pro and college hoops. From all the latest odds, totals, player performance props to where the next fired coach is going to land, betonline.net is the number one spot for all of your sports betting needs. BetOnline remains the best spot for all of your sports scores, podcasts, and news this season. And it's not just basketball. BetOnline.net is your source for hockey, boxing, and UFC odds right to the Olympic coverage and information. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends in action. Bet online, where the game starts. LSU baseball with a little bit of a meltdown against Baylor on Sunday. Got beat badly by the top team in the country in Texas on Saturday. Oklahoma, they had a walk-off win in extras. But I don't want to see games where I'm biting my fingernails throughout the season. This LSU baseball roster is too good for that. So what went wrong this past weekend in Houston, and how can LSU bounce back? Now, LSU, we recently learned today that the Tigers fell from number 7 to number 12 in the D1 baseball rankings, from number 8 to number 16 in the Baseball America rankings. They're in the top 10 in the Collegiate Baseball Imperfect Games rankings at number 6 and number 10, respectively. But those are big falls. I mean, those are big dips in the rankings. And I understand that today on March 8th, the rankings don't necessarily matter. And today on March 8th, you got a lot of time. You got a lot of games left. You got a lot of season left. And there's plenty of time to get their legs underneath them. There's plenty of time to kind of work out some of those kinks. But that road trip this past weekend to Houston, it didn't look great. And there was one problem that the Tigers had throughout each game of the weekend, throughout each game of the tournament, Oklahoma, Texas, and Baylor. And it was errors. Consistent errors. Oklahoma scored their first run of the night on Friday on an overthrow from third baseman Jack Merrifield, who is second on the team with the most errors. He has three errors. He overthrew Trey Morgan at first base. They had three total infield errors on Friday. Now let's throw back a couple weeks ago to Louisiana Tech. They had five errors on that night. No wonder they lost that game. They may have a better roster makeup than Louisiana Tech. And also, let's not poo-poo Louisiana Tech. They're a pretty solid baseball team. But you're not going to win very many games when you're making that many defensive mistakes. Now, Jay Johnson said, you know, mistakes definitely happen. And what we try to do is set up training to improve upon those as we're going and also be very good at the things that happen in the game the most. Now, he said that in a presser last week. Now, I'm with him. Mistakes totally happen. But until the infield errors get fixed and the defense can start cleaning up their play, LSU will not be able to beat some of the best teams in the country. And if you can't beat the best teams in the country, you're not one of the best teams in the country. Like I said, it's so early. I understand that. I'm not jumping to any conclusions. But there's been one consistent thing, the errors that I have noticed. I mean, this team, they've got some certified sluggers now. I mean, they can put up some points. They can score some runs. They look really good behind the plate. But I don't care how many runs you score. I don't care how far you can hit the ball. I don't care how many home runs you hit in a game. It's going to be really hard. You're going to make it really hard on yourself, more difficult than it needs to be to win games. Whenever you're basically handing your opponents free bases here and there. Whenever you're handing your opponents free runs here and there. So LSU plays McNeese back at the box tonight. That's what I'm going to be looking for. Does this defense look cleaned up? I don't need a complete 180 transformation where the defense is absolutely perfect, pitch perfect, you know, chef's kiss. That'd be great. But as long as I start to see development, as long as I start to see the mistakes in the infield start to dwindle, then I'll have some confidence. Then I'll have some optimism. But what I saw this past weekend on defense wasn't great. Bounce back tonight against McNeese. Let's start to see a little bit of development in this infield defense. And then LSU is going to be able to be a contender to beat some of the best teams in the country. That is going to do it for me today. I appreciate y'all for making Locked On LSU your first listen every day. Now, coming up tomorrow, I am super excited. We'll have a very special guest who knows plenty about Jaden Daniels. We'll get an inside look from Locked On Sun Devils. We'll get an inside look on what Jaden Daniels was at Arizona State. What kind of leader was he? What kind of quarterback was he? How did Herm Edwards and company utilize his strengths? We will get that coming up tomorrow. But make your second listen, Locked On NFL Draft. Ryan Tracy and former NFL cornerback Eric Crocker bring the NFL Draft to life every day with insight and analysis on college football prospects and NFL front offices. It is free and available wherever you get your podcasts. Appreciate y'all for hanging out with me. See y'all tomorrow, Tigers.